Hello and welcome to Mei Wei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufelt, and in this episode, William McLean discusses headaches and treatment with Chinese medicine. William McLean is a graduate of the New South Wales College of Natural Therapies, with a diploma of traditional Chinese medicine in 1987, and the University of Technology, Sydney, with a master's in science in traditional Chinese medicine in 2004. In addition to the Clinical Handbook series, Will is the author of several works on Chinese medicine, including the Clinical Manual of Chinese Herbal Patent Medicines and the Clinical Handbook of Chinese Herbs. Will has taught widely in Australia, Europe, and the US, and while recently retired from nearly 30 years of clinical practice, maintains an ongoing interest in the development of strategies for the understanding and treatment of chronic infections and chronic inflammatory disorders.
Headache, or tou tong in Chinese, is pain in the head. As an isolated event in response to some postural, physical or emotional state, a headache is part and parcel of life. When persistent or recurring, however, or when it interferes with normal functioning, a headache suggests chronic imbalance that requires intervention. The headaches that are likely to bring a patient into the Chinese medicine clinic are the chronic recurrent types, with most having both internal and external aspects. That is, the underlying internal imbalance is complicated by palpable pathology in the soft tissues of the neck and upper back, associated with specific changes in the muscle architecture. These are felt as tight knots or painful bands of tissue. These lesions are known as trigger points and cause pain to be referred to various areas of the head. As with all pathology in Chinese medicine, there are two broad mechanisms of headache production: excess and deficiency, each producing different qualities of headache. Excessive types of headache are triggered by obstruction to the circulation of qi and blood by a pathogen, with the nature of the obstructing pathogen having a direct bearing on the quality of the pain. The more substantial the obstruction, the more intense the headache. Excess type headaches tend to be severe and debilitating. Trigger point activity in associated tissues is very common. The deficient types of headache are due to insufficient qi, blood, yin or yang, reaching the head. In general, they tend to be mild to moderate and are dull, associated with mental and physical fatigue. In practice, mixed deficiency and excess headaches are common, with some patients experiencing both sequentially or consecutively. Examples of this include the persistent dull headache of yin and blood deficiency, which occasionally yields to the intense and splitting headache of ascendant yang, for example. Similarly, the dull background headache of a spleen qi deficiency, which is from time to time superseded by the splitting, heavy, foggy headache of phlegm damp, or when associated with vertigo, wind phlegm. The common causes of headache include things like external pathogens, emotional factors, diet and medications, work habits, constitutional factors, and trauma. Invasion by external pathogens is a common cause of acute, generally self-limiting headache. Wind, cold, dampness, and heat, either singly or in combination, can be involved. The Tai Yang channels of the back of the neck are most commonly targeted, as they are the most exposed to the environment and are the first point of contact between the pathogen and the host. In most cases, typical exterior signs and symptoms accompany these types of headaches, but occasionally the headache can appear before the onset of other symptoms. Each pathogen produces a characteristic type of headache and may affect different parts of the head. The headache of an external pathogenic type is a result of disruption to the distribution of Qian blood through the superficial tissues of the head and neck by the pathogen. Emotional factors are significant contributors to both acute and chronic headaches. Liver qi constraint from unexpressed frustration, anger, worry, or other internalized emotion leads directly to the common tension headache that afflicts a large proportion of humanity. Chronic qi constraint, in turn, sets the scene for the development of more serious pathology, such as blood stasis, yin deficiency with ascendant yang, and liver wind. Additionally, chronic qi constraint weakens the spleen and can lead to Qian blood deficiency, dampness, and phlegm. Significantly, prolonged qi constraint contributes to the chronic muscle tension in the upper back and neck that leads to the development of trigger points. Some emotional states weaken the spleen and lungs and lead to qi deficiency. Qi deficiency, in turn, can be complicated by excess pathology in the form of phlegm dampness or qi constraint. Worry, obsessive thinking, or rumination deplete spleen qi or contribute to liver and spleen disharmony. Whereas grief, prolonged sadness, or bereavement can weaken the lungs and deplete lung qi. Once lung qi is weak, it loses its ability to restrain the liver through the controlling cycle because metal controls wood, which encourages both qi constraint and the chaotic ascent of qi. The diet and medications can be important contributors to headaches. Foods or dietary habits that weaken the spleen, such as raw, cold foods, and restrictive or rigid diets, can lead to Qian blood deficiency and the generation of dampness and phlegm. An excess of sweet, oily, rich foods and dairy products can introduce phlegm dampness into the body. While some medications can weaken the spleen, deplete spleen yang, or create dampness and phlegm when used inappropriately. These include heat-clearing herbs, hypoglycemic agents, some antihypertensive drugs, laxatives, and antibiotics. Prolonged use of analgesics can damage stomach and liver yin, while recreational stimulants such as cocaine and amphetamines seriously plunder heart and kidney yin and jing. There are quite a number of medications and other substances that have a known effect on contributing to headache, including the obvious ones like alcohol, caffeine, steroids, nicotine, oral contraceptives, vasodilators, and a variety of occupational or environmental toxins and chemicals. Overconsumption of heating foods, in particular things like red wine and spirits, chocolate, coffee, shellfish, chilies, cheese, and some spices, can heat the stomach, liver, and gallbladder, leading to heat or fire patterns. A common and often overlooked cause of headache is dehydration. Headaches of this type are often seen in those who do manual or outdoor work, as well as those who work in hot environments or in the desiccating environment or of air-conditioned buildings. Working long hours in sedentary occupations is a common contributor to headaches. Working excessively long hours or labouring to the point of exhaustion depletes spleen and kidney yang qi, while insufficient sleep depletes heart and kidney yin. Headaches are common in people who expend lots of mental energy while being largely sedentary. This is a frequent finding in students, academics, and office workers. And this is due to the combined effects of Qian blood deficiency, the creation of dampness as a result of qi deficiency, and the postural stresses associated with prolonged sitting. In addition, excessive use of the eyes in combination with working long hours or at night depletes liver blood. Some headaches have a constitutional component. Migraine-type headaches often run in families, with many patients reporting a history of headaches that start from a young age. In Chinese medicine terms, this can involve aspects of kidney essence deficiency, with subsequent yin deficiency causing ascendant yang, or an inherited tendency to phlegm dampness, qi constraint, or qian blood deficiency. And finally, trauma to the head is an important consideration in chronic headaches in particular. Head trauma from concussion, a fall, or surgery is a common cause of blood stasis type headache. Headaches may not necessarily appear immediately following the trauma, but can occur months or years later, perhaps initiated by another illness or a decline in general health and qian blood circulation. The diagnosis of headache starts with a comprehensive assessment, which includes not only the constitutional diagnosis of organ pathology and the relevant channels involved, but also a thorough assessment of the neck and upper back for trigger point activity, and a close look at the postural and ergonomic habits of the patient. Biomechanical factors such as sleeping position, pillow height, computer keyboard and screen placement, office furniture and couch design are frequent factors in chronic headaches, regardless of the systemic pathology that may also be present. Treatment of acute headache aims at immediate relief with the use of acupuncture or some manual therapy to disperse stagnation, deactivate trigger points, dispel wind and so forth, or with swift-acting herb decoctions and prepared medicines. Between headaches, treatment focuses on the underlying condition. As a general rule, headaches due to deficiency, in particular blood and yin deficiency, respond best to herbal therapy, while the liver patterns respond well to acupuncture, massage, and deactivation of associated trigger points. Blood stasis patterns can do well with acupuncture, although depending on the location and extent of the stasis, herbs are generally required for a sustained result. Headaches due to external pathogens usually respond quickly to both herbs and acupuncture. The finding and deactivating of trigger points is a very important part of treatment for chronic headaches. Trigger points in the muscles of the neck and upper back are a common finding in patients with headaches. Trigger points can develop in response to underlying pathology or as a result of mechanical and postural stresses. Successful treatment of chronic headaches usually involves both constitutional treatment and the removal of as much tension and trigger point activity as possible with acupuncture or with manual therapy. Trigger points are focally contracted and irritated areas within a muscle that produce pain signals. Pain is referred to a location some distance from the site of the trigger point. The muscles of the neck and upper back are especially prone to develop trigger points and refer pain to specific regions of the head. These trigger points can be easily located by palpation and are felt as an area of focal tenderness and knots within a tight band of contracted muscle. Some pathologies, notably the liver patterns, qi constraint, ascendant yang and wind, as well as yin and blood deficiency, predispose patients to the formation of trigger points. The resulting trigger points then become a source of pain in the head themselves, and overlapping patterns of pain may emerge. Mechanical causes of trigger point formation include sudden unaccustomed overload of a muscle, traumatic injury, repetitive activity, or postural stress from poorly designed furniture, sitting hunched for hours in front of a computer, a cramped sleeping position, or excessively high or soft or hard pillows, or prolonged head extension. Once trigger points are present, they generally persist unless actively treated. Many people harbour latent trigger points that can be activated by seemingly trivial events, such as coughing or sneezing, a long drive, or sudden rotation of the head. The location of the headache is an important guiding feature, not only in providing clues as to the pathology involved, but also in the selection of specific herbs and acupuncture points. There are four zones: the frontal, temporal, occipital, and vertical zones, and they all have different implications for pathology and treatment. The frontal zone is associated with the Yangming channels and pathology of the Yangming Taiyin organ systems, in particular the stomach, large intestine, and spleen. Typical pathology giving rise to frontal headaches includes things like stomach heat, stomach and gallbladder disharmony, spleen qi deficiency, phlegm dampness, and liver qi constraint. The characteristic of the headache can also be instructive. A dull frontal headache is often associated with phlegm dampness, whereas a tight, constricting, constant frontal headache can be associated with liver qi constraint, whereas an intense, splitting, pounding, throbbing frontal headache can be associated with stomach heat, gallbladder and stomach disharmony, liver fire, or summer heat. Some herbs specifically target the Yangming area. These herbs can be added to any appropriate formula to guide the action of that formula towards the frontal area and enhance the analgesic component of that formula. These herbs include Baijiu, angelica root, Sung Erza, xanthium fruit, Manjingzi, vitex fruit, Juhua, chrysanthemum flowers, Shenghua, Simus effugia root, and Chuanxiong, ligusticum root. Acupuncture points specifically targeting the frontal area include Hegu, large intestine 4, Zusan Li, stomach 36, Neiting, stomach 44, and Jiaxi, stomach 41, as well as local points like Yangbai, gallbladder 14, Yintang, and Zhanzhu, bladder 2. Trigger points that refer pain to the frontal area are often found in muscles like sternocleidomastoid and masseter. The temporal zone is associated with the Xiaoyang channels and disorders of the liver and gallbladder organ systems in particular. Typical pathology that gives rise to headaches of a temporal type include ascendant liver yang, liver fire, gallbladder and stomach disharmony, and blood stasis. Temporal headaches associated with liver pathology can be unilateral or bilateral, whereas blood stasis is pretty much always unilateral. Temporal headaches often concentrate behind the eyes. Dull, background temporal headaches are often associated with blood deficiency, whereas tight, constant, contracting temporal headaches typically involve liver qi constraint. A splitting, pounding, or throbbing temporal headache is generally associated with ascendant liver yang, liver fire, or gallbladder and stomach disharmony, while a focal, boring, stabbing, unilateral headache is almost always blood stasis. Herbs that target the Xiaoyang area include Chuanxiong, ligusticum root, Chai Hu, papillarum root, Juhua, chrysanthemum flower, Bai Ji Li, tribulus fruit, and Shi Jue Ming, abalone shell. Acupuncture points targeting the temporal area include Weiguan, triple burner 5, Zulin Qi, gallbladder 41, Tai Chong, liver 3, Yang Ling Chuan, gallbladder 34, and Lia Chue, lung 7. Trigger points that refer pain to the temporal area can be found in sternocleidomastoid, mastoid, trapezius, and temporalis muscles. The occipital region is associated with the Tai Yang channels, bladder and small intestine, as well as the governing channel, or Dumai. Typical pathology giving rise to occipital type headaches include invasion of an external pathogen, in particular wind cold, kidney deficiency, and liver cheek constraint. A tight, constant occipital headache is typically associated with wind cold invasion or liver cheek constraint. A dull, heavy ache in the occipital region is associated with, very often, with wind dampness. A dull, persistent, empty feeling in the occipital region can be associated with kidney deficiency, whereas a splitting, pounding, throbbing occipital headache may be associated with liver yang rising. Herbs that specifically target the Tai Yang area include Qiang Huo, Neuropterygium root, Gergen, Kudzu root, and Chuanxiong, Locusticum root. Acupuncture points that specifically work on the occipital area include small intestine 3, Ho Shi, bladder 62, Shen Mai, lung 7, Lie Chue, and bladder 60, Kun Lun. Trigger points that can refer pain to the occipital area can be found in muscles like the low and middle fibers of trapezius, the multifidi group along the spine, and the suboccipitals. Vertex headaches at the very top of the head are associated with the Jueyin channels, in particular the liver. Vertex headaches are mostly associated with liver pathology of various sorts, including cheek constraint, liver fire, ascendant liver yang, and cold rebelling up through the liver channel. However, deficiency of qian blood may also give rise to a vertex headache. Vertex headaches are quite distinct and localized and should be distinguished from headaches that involve the bladder and governing channels, which tend to extend further down the occiput and neck. Herbs that target the Jueyin area include things like Wujuyu, Evodia fruit, Tianma, Gastrodia root, and Shijueming, abalone shell. Relevant acupuncture points include liver 3, Tai Chong, small intestine 3, Ho Shi, and bladder 60, Kun Lun. In the next part of this talk, we'll look at some of the more common pathologies giving rise to headache and how to approach them with Chinese medicine.
Thank you for tuning into this episode on the Chinese medicine treatment of headaches, which was researched, written, and read by William McLean. To read this information, you can access the written article, which is linked in the episode description. For even more information, please see William McLean's Clinical Handbook of Internal Medicine, Volume 3, for a detailed discussion of herb and formula recommendations. And please subscribe to this show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Dr. Lana Farson will discuss Dueyao pairings and looks at the herb pairing of Dongui and Huangqi. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.